This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 115, how to be opinionated in IELTS and in life. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's IELTS Energy episode, we're going to tell you exactly how to express your opinion to impress the examiner and how to practice. Hey guys, if you find this podcast helpful, I would like to ask you to go ahead and share our podcast with a friend who's also taking the IELTS exam. Relieve them from the boredom of textbooks and give them IELTS energy. Go right now to your iTunes app and click share. You can share it on Facebook, on social media, through email, and through text message. Thanks for sharing IELTS energy. Jessica!
Lindsay! Look at, you could feel our power through the headphones.
I mean, that's why we call this show IELTS Energy.
That was so awesome. That wasn't planned at all. We're just spontaneously powerful people.
That's right. We've just got energy like coming out of our ears. I mean, we just can't contain the energy. It's great.
We have energy up the wazoo. Is that okay to say? Guys, don't write that in your writing.
Right. Don't say it on your speaking.
No, you could say it on the speaking. It's not, It's not cussing. They're not bad words.
Okay. Perfect.
It's funny. I think that if I were an examiner listening to a student say that, I would laugh so hard. That would be awesome.
You would chuckle, right?
I would chuckle. It would be really hard not to crack up, but it's, you know, professional. So I couldn't, but
I love
anyway,
it.
Up the wazoo.
So one thing that I've noticed in life and in IELTS is that it's good to be firm about your opinion. It's good to say what you think about things, right, Jessica?
For sure. You have to, even just talking to your friends or something. If you're all wishy-washy and you don't have any ideas or opinions in your head, people are going to be like, oh, that's not a fun conversation.
Yeah.
But if you are able to form a strong opinion because of good reasons, right?
That's
because
key.
Yeah. Because you have read, because you watched something, because you learned about something, then that's admirable and people will want to talk to you about it.
Exactly. And it's interesting because, you know, some of that may be cultural too, right? That way of thinking, at least out in the real world and in American culture, it is, you know, very much respected when you do have a firm opinion, assuming it is backed up by good information and good knowledge and good experience. But I don't know, in other cultures, it may be different. And that may be one reason that our listeners might struggle a little bit to put down their opinion. But we know that we need to do that in the writing tasks, right, Jessica?
Yeah,
or in writing
exactly.
Task two. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We touched on this recently. Guys, you have to put your opinion in the essay. You must show a strong position. You guys can look at the public descriptors online. You could read what it says to get a 6 or a 7 in writing task 2, an 8, a 9. You must have a strong position.
Yeah.
Position is the same as opinion.
Yes.
Okay, so you must have that in there. I don't care if it's a problem solution essay. I don't care if it's not even your real opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Just as long as you could write about it with good, strong support and examples.
Yeah. What about on the speaking test? Is it equally important to have an opinion or is it okay just to kind of be wishy-washy? What do you think?
It doesn't carry the same weight of importance, no. But in speaking part 3, you are asked about your opinions. So, I mean, you have to practice talking about your opinions in strong ways. If, you know, one of my sort of pet peeves, and this is a language cultural thing.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of my Middle Eastern students start their opinions with it depends. And but if you introduce every opinion like that, that bothers me because I'm like, no, it doesn't. Just choose a side. Just tell me what you think.
Right, right, right. It's hard for people who can, of course, you know, when you can see both sides, you know, it's really hard. Sometimes it can be hard to take a side, but understand, guys, what the examiner wants. And this is what the examiner wants. We want to hear your opinion on things.
Exactly, exactly. So Lindsay and I talk a lot about creating a culture of thinking. This is how you're going to develop strong opinions. And because, you know, students are always like, well, what am I supposed to say? Okay, we're telling you what you're supposed to say. Read a newspaper. Okay. Watch a news, broadcast on TV. Get some information in your head. Form opinions. Think about stuff.
Right.
That's what you say on the IELTS test. So, today, Lindsay and I have three really awesome super phrases that you guys can use to introduce your opinion.
Yeah, let's start opinions. With the first. I mean, let's throw out an idea. Jessica, what do you think about the idea that New York City banned the big gulp? We talked about this on the other podcast. Did you know that that happened? They put a ban on the big gulp soda size.
So awesome. My frank and honest opinion is that, these sorts of horrible foods and beverages should be banned. Ooh. Because honestly, too many people just cannot control themselves when they are faced with this. And it doesn't, there's no advantage to the big gulp. It doesn't bring a benefit to us. So yeah, it is my firm belief that these horrible type things should be taken out of our society.
I like that. I like that. No, it's true. I mean, this is, it's dangerous, right? At this point, soda is almost like it's very dangerous for our weight. So
seriously,
we can't help ourselves. So the government has to step in. The New York City government has to step in. And I would imagine that the Portland government might be just behind New York pretty soon.
Yeah, seriously.
Right?
That is totally something that Portland would do for sure.
Absolutely.
They'd like it pass a law to make people ride their bicycles and like throw away sodas. I know that there's, you know, the side like, it's my freedom. It's my right to drink a gallon of soda. Like, why?
Right. It's your right to become obese. You know, we still have 30% of our country is still obese, right? More or less. That's the statistic that I've heard lately.
So sad.
But anyways, I like the way you framed your opinion there. My frank and honest opinion is.
Nice. So frank is a great way to push you to that seven. Because you don't see this in textbooks. People don't use this all the time. It is a very formal, native speakery way to introduce an opinion. So again, guys, that's my frank and honest opinion. And the grammar there is awesome. The structure of it is impressive. And then the second one I said was, it is my firm belief that same thing. Awesome grammar structure, and good vocabulary. Firm belief.
If you are ready to move to the next level, beyond the simple tips and tricks to really get the score you need, you can start with our checklist, the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS exam. You can get it now for free. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Yeah, I like that. Guys, remember, what we're teaching you on this podcast is reverse engineered from the scoring system, right? We know what gets you the score you need, and we're teaching you that directly from the score. And as we've said before, Jessica, when you choose a teacher, it's really important to make sure you're choosing a teacher who really understands the scoring system.
Exactly, exactly. Because if you get a teacher that only halfway is familiar with IELTS, they might teach you these phrases, sure. But then they're going to tell you to use them in speaking part one when that is not appropriate. You're not going to say, my frank and honest opinion is I like playing soccer in my free time.
Yeah.
Like, that's not an opinion. You know, that doesn't make sense. Your score will go down. So
yeah, it's not in context. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So keep these phrases to speaking part 3 and writing task 2. That's the only places they belong.
I like it. I like it. I like it. So what are some other phrases we can use, Jessica, to express our opinion? I think we have a couple of others.
Yeah. So one sort of more common one is to my mind or in my mind. But again, it's more formal, so that you need other ways to say your opinion. You can't use the same phrase all the time. Yeah. So to my mind or in my mind. And then this last one, Lindsay, I think we should give an example of.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah. Is there anything that your opinion has shifted on lately in recent years? Like anything that you've read a lot more about that you've kind of moved in one direction or another?
Let's see. Well, this is kind of related to what we talked about just a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. But I'm inclined to believe that more laws are not necessarily bad. Whereas in my younger years, I was all about, you know, freedom, free this, free that. Don't tell me what to do. I don't listen to authority or government.
Right.
I was young.
It's very live free or die. I grew up in New Hampshire, so I was very much like that too. That's our state motto, live free or die.
That's a crazy place to be. It is a very unique state.
We should do an episode on my home state at some point on one of our shows. That would be really fun. We should talk about our home states. But yeah, New Hampshire has this motto, right? Every state has a motto, and New Hampshire's motto is live free or die, because a lot of people really are of that mindset, right? Jessica, I mean, they
and
do.
You guys, you don't even have to wear helmets on motorcycles.
Oh, it's crazy. There's such a difference between Massachusetts and New Hampshire. Like, you couldn't get more different between two state lines, because Massachusetts is more like Portland. It's much more, although parts of Oregon are different too, right?
Sure.
Massachusetts is a highly regulated state. The income tax is higher. You know, Cambridge is, it feels like, everything is very regulated here. And then you pass over the border into New Hampshire, and people are always cracking jokes about, about how different it is. So.
That's so funny. We totally should do, just as a side note, I'm from Nevada. Lindsay's from New Hampshire.
Okay.
I think these are two very unique states for us to talk about. Like, our experience of growing up in these places could not have happened in any other state.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
So since you've moved to Portland, you've become more inclined to believe that it's okay for the government to.
Well, since I've traveled around the world and saw how different governments handle things, you know, I'm inclined to believe that more laws are not necessarily evil. You know,
because
we need some rules.
People can't always make the right decisions for themselves, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, but the truth is the truth. So,
all right.
This phrase, guys, is a little bit different. You use it to describe something. Maybe your opinion is a bit soft. Maybe you're not so sure yet. Mm. Or maybe you have changed your mind. Mm. So it's a more specific phrase. You say, I'm inclined to believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. And something has kind of convinced you from the outside. Like, you've picked up on some evidence, or your idea has kind of shifted due to someone else or something else kind of pushing you in that direction, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. So, let's just summarize these phrases.
Let's do it.
So, guys, if you're listening, write this down. All right. It is my firm belief that, and then subject verb. My frank and honest opinion is that, subject verb. To my mind, in my mind, subject verb. Reminding you guys about grammar. It's also my job.
Yeah.
I'm inclined to believe that. Subject verb.
Oh, so predictable.
There you go. Easy to remember.
I like that.
How can we practice this?
Good question. Where can our listeners practice this? Well, there are lots of places they could, but we have one really good idea for you guys.
It's just occurring to us now. We didn't plan this at all.
So, guys, we know you're looking for practice opportunities, and we are looking for some feedback on our podcast. What a perfect situation. So, guys, we would love you to go over to iTunes and leave a review for IELTS Energy and use one of these phrases or a few of these phrases and let us know what you think about our podcast. Let us know what you love about it. Let us know how we can improve it. You know, we want to hear your opinion. This is going to help us, and it's going to help you guys get ready for your test.
Yeah, seriously, just have one paragraph, and this could be exactly what a speaking part three answer would be, or a body paragraph in task two. This is where you start by stating your strong opinion with our phrases and follow it with a reason, and then to support your opinion, and then give us a specific example. Yes. Okay. Like, for example, if you're like, if you really like our vocabulary episodes, I know a lot of listeners do. So you'd say, my frank and honest opinion is that your vocabulary episodes are the most entertaining and the most useful because I find myself using these in real life. For example, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Love it. Love it. We can't wait to hear your opinions, guys. And, you know, we want to make this show great for you. So we're flexible. You know, send us your questions. You can ask us a question right there in your iTunes review if you want. Or you can also email me, lindsay@allearsenglish.com, and ask us a question. But your reviews of the show go in iTunes. So go on over to iTunes, guys, and let us know your opinion.
Please, I can't wait to read these things. Please, please do this. I would love to read your opinions. Yeah.
Don't be wishy-washy. Let us know what you think. All right.
That's awesome.
That's great. I love it. All right, Jessica, see you soon.
Have a good day, Lindsay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.